The U.S. is in a much stronger competitive position in Asia compared to a couple years ago. The U.S. had lost some share in the global beef market since 2011, but we're starting to claw back, and despite the U.S. dollar still being high, which remains a headwind to us, we've seen our competitive position increase in Asia, primarily because our main competitor, Australia, is undergoing its cyclical beef production movement, and they're in the bottom of their cycle, meaning that their cattle supplies and available beef export supplies are quite low. That's resulting in higher prices, and we've seen very interesting dynamics at the cut level where some grass-fed Australian beef cuts are actually selling higher than Australian grain-fed cuts.
Haggard says another positive for U.S. beef exports in Asia is their strong beef demand.
Yes, the U.S. is exporting more beef to Asia, to Japan, Korea, Taiwan, and the Asian nations. But those countries overall are importing more beef. So Japan year-on-year is up 2%. Korea is up almost a quarter. We see beef consumption increasing there with the strong resurgence of U.S. imports. So if you can imagine a restaurant operator in Korea being able to expand his business just due to the fact that he now has reasonably priced U.S. beef cuts available to serve his customers. I mean, this is how demand is built in the region. And so we're seeing the strong competitive position of the United States in Asia actually help build demand in those regions. I'm going to China second, but China beef imports are up 35% year-on-year, and that's on a large base number. Hong Kong's up, Philippines is up, and some changes in Indonesia's beef import rules has seen their beef imports up 100%. Indonesia's one of the markets that we are watching very closely in the long term simply because it's low per capita consumption and large beef-eating population.
Haggard said there is a large base of customers in the Asian Pacific region, and USMEF will continue their efforts to export more U.S. meat to those countries. To learn more, you can simply go to usmef.org.